The Lord be with you. The Lord be with you. We are so glad you're here. I think the best way for us to hear the prelude is if you have a bell, just put it under your seat, and then we'll be able to hear the music. Okay? wonderful. I want to welcome you to this Children's Christmas Eve worship service. I'm Pastor Rosanna Anderson. I'm the associate pastor, and along with Dr. Lou Mitchell, we just welcome you here tonight, and we're excited that it's true that children sang, "Because of Christmas Day, we will live forevermore." That's amazing good news. So the way tonight works is we'll have an opportunity for the children's choirs to sing, and we'll have an opportunity for the nursery school alumni to sing some songs. And then later, when we have Bible passages and Christmas carols, the children will go in the back, and they will be able to put on costumes, and then our leaders in the back, Dina Ellsworth and Don Arsenault, will send them up the aisle at the right time, and we'll create our own Christmas pageant of all the characters in the story. So for now, we get to ring our bells. Let's ring these bells. Hooray! And at the end of the service, when we sing Joy to the World, we'll get to ring our bells again. But in the meantime, why don't we put them underneath our seats? Put them under the pew. Right? And now, if you would all join us, let's stand together and sing the first Christmas carol, "O Come All Ye Faithful."
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing, oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Let's use our bulletins, and we're going to join together. You can be seated. Let's join in with our prayer for Christmas Eve. Let us pray. Give us, O God, such love and wonder that with shepherds and wise men and pilgrims unknown, we may come to adore the Holy Child, the promised King. With our gifts, may we worship him, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Welcome, welcome. The boys and girls have been getting ready for tonight for weeks and days and hours. And now I would like to invite all the currently enrolled nursery school, all of the alumni, brothers and sisters, and it doesn't matter what your size is, it's your heart that counts. So please, all of you, come up, and we're going to sing our songs together.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Friends, we are so glad that the nursery school is part of the mission of this church. Not every Presbyterian church has a nursery school, and we're so thankful for the leadership of Director Janice Parker and Mrs. Kay and all of our wonderful teachers. And tonight we'll be taking an offering that will support the ministries and the missions of this congregation here locally and in all the ministries around the world. So we thank the ushers for taking up the offering. And as we do that, let's join our hearts together in prayer. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for sending your Son, Jesus. Through him, you have given us the very best present, your forgiveness and new life. We dedicate this offering so that more people will come to know the love and forgiveness you have shown us in Jesus Christ. In his name we pray, amen. Now we will sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem, and the adults can remain seated, and the children who are going to participate can go back into the narthex.
Watch for your guard.
Wait from here, I have to sing here. Nice. One, honey.
Hey. It's hymn number 44. O little town of Bethlehem.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shine the everlasting light. The hopes and dreams of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. Oh, morning stars together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to all on earth. How silently, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. Oh, holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Our first reading is from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 2. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea. This happened while Herod was king of Judea. After Jesus' birth, oh my goodness, I was reading the wrong passage. Let's try that again. Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. In those days, Caesar Augustus made a law. It required that a list be made of everyone in the whole Roman world. It was the first time a list was made of the people while Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to their own towns to be listed, and Joseph went also. He went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea. This is where Bethlehem, the town of David, is. Joseph went there because he belonged to the family line of King David. He went there with Mary to be listed. And Mary was engaged to him and expecting a baby. While Joseph and Mary were there, the time came for the child to be born. She gave birth to her first baby. It was a boy. She wrapped him in large strips of cloth. Then she placed him in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn.
Away in a manger, no crib for his bed, The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my side until morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay. Close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee there.
There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby. It was night, and they were looking after their sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. It is for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born for you. He is Christ the Lord. Here is how you will know I am telling you the truth. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, a large group of angels from heaven appeared. They were praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to all he is pleased with."
Hark, the herald angels sing, "Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconcile. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Life and light to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lay his glory by, born that we no more may die. Born to raise us from the earth, born to give a second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
The angels left and went into heaven, and the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened that the Lord has told us about." So the shepherds hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby. The baby was lying in the manger. After the shepherds had seen him, they told everyone. They reported what the angel had said about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things like a secret treasure in her heart. She thought about them over and over.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Well, shepherds kept their watching over silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled, while low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lonely manger the humble Christ was born, and God sent us salvation that blessed us Christmas morn.
Go tell it
on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere.
Go tell it on the mountain that
Jesus Christ is born.
After Jesus' birth, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the child who has been born to be king of the Jews? When we were in the east, we saw his star, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard about it, he was upset. Everyone in Jerusalem was troubled too. So King Herod called together all the chief priests of the people. He also called the teachers of the law, and he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they told him. "That is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are certainly not the least among the towns of Judah, for a ruler will come out of you. He will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called for the wise men secretly. He found out from them exactly when the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go, make a careful search for the child, and as soon as you find him, bring me a report, so that I may go and worship him too." After the wise men had listened to the king, they went on their way. The star they had seen when they were in the east went ahead of them. It finally stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. The wise men went into the house where they saw the child and his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshiped him. And then, opening their treasures, they gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star. Westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, sails through the earth and sky. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Then God warned the wise men in a dream not to return to Herod. So they went to their home country by a different road. The shepherds returned to the fields. They gave glory and praise to God, for everything they had seen and heard was just as the angel had told them. And the child Jesus grew and became strong. He was very wise. He was blessed in God's grace.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven.
Ring our bells again. And now, brothers and sisters, friends of all ages, receive God's blessing. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
And Merry Christmas.